This is the testimony of Chad Yazaw. Baptism. When I thought of that word, I used to think of the word perfect. I used to think that when you became baptized, you had to become perfect. You couldn't do anything wrong, and had to be only, or you could only be holy and be like Christ. I used to think to become baptized, you need to give up everything. A few years ago, all of my friends started to get baptized. I would ask them why. And they would answer with replies like, I want to get baptized to get closer to Jesus. Or the common one, which somewhat surprised me, which was, because he or she is doing it. I would always look at the baptized person and I would say, that person acts worse than I do. And he's baptized. What's the point of even getting baptized if there's no change? But taking baptismal studies with Pastor Lau has really answered all the questions that were really bugging me and about baptism and needing to be perfect. I've learned things that about different religions and learned even some history. In my junior year of high school, that's when my spiritual life got a big boost. Every day after school, I would hang out with my friends and play basketball or lift some weights. That was until I met this girl, who is now my girlfriend, Emmy. I was interested in her and what she did. So after asking around, eventually I found out about her and that she went to a Bible study every Wednesday right after school and at Pastor John's house. So I decided that this was the very best way for me to get to know her without having to get my parents involved yet. So the next Wednesday, I decided I was going to go, but when the time was to leave for his house, she wasn't there. Well, of course, I was a little disappointed and that she wasn't coming, but the meeting... But the meeting, surprisingly, was very interesting. There were kids like me who were wanting to know more and ask questions about God without being looked upon, down upon. We even got a delicious free dinner. Well, I found out that next day that she was grounded and she wouldn't be able to go anymore for a while. So that was a bummer. But that Bible study planted a spiritual seed in me from that day on. I've been going every Wednesday night and it has been a crucial part in the decision to become baptized. This year has definitely been the most challenging year and maturing year. I've come to church every week now for the past, and people not to listen to Pastor Lyle's sermons. I feel they have the best spiritual messages in them, and it has greatly helped me with their walk with God. My family has been tested to the extreme so far. God has not let me down. There were several circumstances when I prayed so many times that it felt like God was the only person I was ever talking to. I really feel that God and I have a personal relationship now where I can go to Him anytime and He'll always be there for me, even if anyone else turns away. A Bible verse that really stuck with me was Psalm 22:24, and it was really interesting how I came across it. I had a really big problem for a while and I was so stressed that I just thought if I look out the Bible and read it for a while, I could get some peace. So I flipped through and without looking, I stopped and opened it. And that verse, and my eyes focused on it. It says, the Lord doesn't ignore the one in trouble. He doesn't hide from it. He listens when the one in trouble calls, and He will answer. There are many people who I'd like to thank for helping me get to this point, but that would take too long, so I'm only going to name a few. First, I would like to thank my parents who have shown me and introduced me to Christianity. They worked their whole life so I could attend Christian schools. Without them, this would not be possible. I would like to thank Pastor John and his wife, Gaylene, for opening their house to me every Wednesday night and feeding me. Without their kindness and guidance, I definitely wouldn't be here standing in this pool today. They have answered so many of the questions I have longed to know, and I appreciate them so much. I would like to thank my religion teachers over the years, but especially Coach Sean. He was my freshman Bible teacher, and all my years in religion class, he is the one who I learned the most from, and I will always remember it. I would like to thank my friend Stephen, who has been there with me since the very beginning in our Wednesday night Bible studies. I've seen his faith and his courage to stand for God, and it has also helped me grow spiritually and not be ashamed of God. I'd like to thank my girlfriend Amy for inspiring me and reminding me to pray and have devotions daily. Because of her, I now talk with God every morning when I wake up, before I eat every meal, just to talk story throughout the day, and before I go to bed. She has played a huge part in my spiritual development. I'd like to thank my church family. you all have guided me throughout my life attending this church and have been kind and caring to me. I think it's very important to have a strong church family who supports you, and I have received it here. Thank you to Pastor Lyle. You have taken me out of your busy schedule to explain to me what the beliefs of the Seventh-day Adventist Church are, and have taught me enough where I can tell others about the Lord. And finally, I would like to thank God for allowing me to get to where I am, where I can be baptized and I can be a help to Him in helping others know Him more. I can finally have the privilege of saying that, yes, I am baptized. I pray that the Lord continue to be with me and use me to be a servant for Him. I know that I don't need to be perfect to become baptized, but in doing so, sure gets me a step closer to what the only one who ever was.
Chad, because you've experienced God's love in your life, and because you want to serve Him and be a blessing to others, and because you want to demonstrate in front of all of your family and friends that you have surrendered your life to Jesus, it is my privilege to now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.